Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
And now, ladies and gentlemen,
this is Learn to Kick Fear with Love.
Take action.
Learn how internet marketers, real estate investors, and other entrepreneurs are overcoming their fears and making it happen and being successful.
You know she's got the 411.
It's time to kick those fears to the curb with Love. Right now.
Right now.
Right now.
What's going on, everybody? It's your girl, Take Action Low, and welcome to another episode of the Take Action Real Estate Investing Podcast. I have another fantastic guest. I'm really excited to have him and to interview him, Mr. Angel Martinez. But before I introduce him, I just want to let you guys know, make sure you take some notes. Make sure that you're not preoccupied, because what we have to share with you is going to change how you think about marketing right now. Okay. Facebook advertising, messenger bots. I'm telling you, it's going to change how you look at both of those marketing strategies. So again, without any delay, I just want to introduce Angel Martinez. Angel, welcome so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, and I want to talk a little bit about how we met, you know, before I have him jump into some really great information that he's going to share with you all today. Angel and I met on Facebook, and it was actually in a private mastermind group that we're both a part of. It's a really high-end Facebook advertising group, and when I tell you, it's changed my life. And Angel, I'm sure you can agree, it's changed yours.
Definitely. Yeah, it took my business to the next level. So especially in this business, in this industry with real estate. So yeah. We got some heavy hitters in there.
Yes, absolutely. And you know, an Angel, he is an expert marketer, digital marketer, and he's helped me with a pretty big client that I was working with, and that's why we want to share some of the case study, you know, a case study and results from this one particular client of results that that we received. And it was definitely through his expertise in leveraging messenger bots. So pay close attention. And Angel, before we get into you sharing your screen, would you share a little bit about you? Just number one, where are you from? And also, what made you get interested in marketing and digital marketing? And
yeah, definitely. So I'm in Phoenix, Arizona. I grew up in Yuma, Arizona, came up here, came to school, and then graduated college and then stayed up here in Phoenix. And then, but yeah, I got interested in marketing. I guess I was always intrigued with social media, and I'm a big Gary Vee fan, so I've always followed him. And when I first got started, it all started just like kind of just small things with my wife and running. She had a clothing business, and so I was helping her with her social media and, you know, pushing content. It was all just, or it wasn't anything paid at that time. I didn't understand the paid side of things until I started working with other, you know, real clients. My wife isn't really a client. So, she, you know, she's just my wife, and we're just kind of doing things for fun. I mean, it was more fun for me. She was trying to drive, you know, sales to her business. And it all got started with just pushing organic content, just on Facebook, Instagram, things like that. And that was when So it was kind of like a year into doing that and on just the organic content side of things. That's when I kind of realized, like, man, I can do this for other clients. You know, I noticed a lot of business owners, different industries, a lot of people just have no idea about how Facebook works or how Instagram works or just whatever social platform out there. A lot of people are clueless when it comes to these things. And so I kind of started triggering those things. It's like, I can do this for other business owners. And I got myself out there, started learning more things. Of course, you know, we all kind of go the course route, you know, we buy some courses and things like that. And did that. I got out there, got my first client. My first client was actually a real estate client, and it was my real estate agent. And so he had reached out to me. It was weird how it happened. I was just first getting started, and he reached out to me, telling, you know, he was saying he needed some social media help, and I was like, oh man, it's perfect. Like, you know, let's work something out. I can help you, and that's kind of how I got into real estate. When I got into real estate, it hit me like a wall of bricks. Like, I had no idea what I was doing. It's like, I thought I knew what I was doing when I was helping my wife. And when I got into real estate is just, now that I've been about a year and a half, 2 years within real estate, man, it doesn't compare to any other industry. You know, I've done restaurants and I've done a chiropractor, you know, chiropractors, and it's nothing compared. You got to really understand the industry and understand the real estate business and apply the same things that real estate agents do within their business and apply those same concepts within, now we're jumping into digital, and the same things apply. You know, you can't just come onto Facebook and run some ads and hope that, you know, and expect things to just start flipping right away. You know, it's still about people, it's still about relationships, and it's still about trust. And so that's how, you know, all these different new strategies come into play. You know, we'll be talking about messenger bots here soon, and that's how, you know, the relationships and the engagements and the conversations start to happen, and that's when we start building the trust. And you know, now we start working those leads and turn those leads, you know, convert them into deals. But yeah, definitely. And so that's how I got started. And yeah, since, you know, I invested so much time and energy and effort into diving into real estate, I love it now. It's a lot of fun. It's super challenging. What's that?
It's paid off for you.
Oh yeah, for sure. Definitely. It definitely does pay off, you know, to just niche down into, you know, one specific industry and just become the expert in that industry. And I'm glad it happened that way. It was really tough in the beginning, just not knowing real estate. You know, you really do. I can't stress enough how important it is that you understand the real estate business itself before you start applying, you know, all these different marketing strategies and things like that. You really do need to understand real estate. But yeah, it's been a ride. It's been cool.
Well, I just want to say, you know, and I agree with everything that you said, obviously, but I definitely want to give a shout out to, you know, our friend and our big brother, James with Hyperlocal. That's where it all started. Yep. Both of us. I want to show him some love and share some love. And for those of you that's interested in learning more about the mastermind that we're a part of, definitely. I'll share that little in here. But okay, great stuff. Now, Angel, let's go ahead and dive in. I want you to share your screen and share with client that we work. I want you to share some results with everyone of what you were able to do. And I just want everybody to know now, messenger bots, before Angel really kind of starts digging in and he's getting everything together, you have to understand, you have to ask the question, is email marketing dead? I'm not going to necessarily say it's dead, but I'm going to tell you what's more impactful and where you're going to get a higher percentage open rate, even up to 90% or more. And that's with messenger bots. So Angel, I'll let you go ahead and dig in and share here.
Yeah, definitely. So with this particular client, they're really engaged, you know, with their audience and with their people. And so that's foundational stuff, you know, being pushing content, you know, make sure that you have a presence on your social media platforms is extremely important, especially, you know, and we're talking real estate. So it's the same thing, you know, pushing content, making sure that your face is out there, your voice is out there, providing value to your audience is always priority, is always comes first. Like I said, it's foundation. And with messenger bots, it just takes that to the next level, because you're directly speaking to people now with messenger bots. And with messenger, I mean, it's super effective. You can see the numbers here. We sent this out to 151 people. These are all their messenger subscribers. So think of it, your messenger list, think of it as just very same thing as, you know, you have your email list. Now you have a messenger list, and you have our subscribers. We delivered this message out to 151 people. It got delivered to 149 people, opened. So now open rates just alone, that's the first step. I mean, that's the first challenge right there, is just to get people to open your email. A lot of people now these days, they have tons of different emails, throwaway emails, or sometimes they just get flooded with emails and they don't even check it. The first challenge is just getting people to open it. Now you have to create a message that people are going to want to see. And from those 130 people, it got clicked through by 52 people, which is 34%. I mean, that's the next step right there, is getting people to click through. And, you know, with email, you don't see nowhere near those numbers, anywhere from like, 5% maybe, 5% if you're good. You know, if you've been consistent and delivering emails consistently and delivering valuable emails, what did we do, we delivered a probate letter. Yeah. Right, we delivered a, what's that?
That was the free gift. I mean,
it was the freebie. Yeah, it was our first initial message out to our messenger list. We had been building this up in the beginning, and then it was our first message out to the messenger list, giving them a probate letter. And so we collected emails. This was free. I mean, these are just people. We zero advertising. We didn't advertise to build this messenger list. This was just from people subscribing to their messenger list. And yeah, we collected 52 emails just from this for free. And it's extremely powerful. And now you're accomplishing more than just collecting emails. Now you're starting that conversation with people. Like, these are real people that they don't know you, you know. Now you're starting to engage with them and have that conversation back and forth and building that trust, which is extremely important, because the ultimate goal is not just to get their email. You want to, whatever service that or you know, anything, that whatever it is that you're selling, that's what we're trying to accomplish. And at the end, you have that trust built, you sell them whatever it is you want to sell, and it's a lot easier now to sell them stuff, because again, you've already built that trust. So
exactly. And I do want to say this. This is a client that is in that's in real estate, but they're providing services for investors. Now, what Angel is doing, what we're doing is creating these type of flows, automated flows and messages to continue to build a relationship also for buyers and sellers. So think about this. For all of you realtors that's listening to this, or brokers, how powerful will it be to, number one, create a Facebook ad in an area that you want to dominate, and you have created and set up an instant messenger bot that not only helps to build trust and start building rapport, but everything is automated for you. So as the leads are going into the flow, number one, they're becoming subscribers. Is that correct, Angel?
Absolutely. Yeah. So as soon as they click, they come to your business page, they click send message, they automatically get subscribed to your messenger list. And that's a great point that you bring up there, is it's a lot easier, less friction for them to become a subscriber. Because now, I mean, when for somebody to subscribe to your email list, they got to go, either you got to collect their email, you throw them into your email list. I mean, that's pretty tough to do now these days, is collect people's emails and make sure that you collect the right email that's going to get delivered to them. Here it's just they click send message to your messenger, to your business page, and they automatically become a subscriber. And now you have direct, this is direct communication. Yes. Like this is where people are at. This is how people are communicating. There are a lot of people now, you know, millennials and people now these days, they don't really use emails and they don't check their emails too often. And this is now, people are on social, people are on Facebook, Instagram, these things. This is direct communication now to people. And it's powerful. I mean, it's powerful. You're now talking to people. So now you got to make sure that your message is valuable and it's effective, you know?
Absolutely. And we can set these up for, again, any type of campaign. So if you're a realtor and you're looking to get leads for buyers, if you're looking to get more seller leads. So there's different type of campaigns that can be created and different messengers or flows, as right. you see that we create, that flows right into the client that you want to attract. So whether it's sellers that, you know, they're looking to do open houses, or if you're looking to get more listings, if you're looking for first-time home buyers. Exactly. So these messenger bots, these flows can be created specifically for each campaign. And that is so huge to be able to communicate. And that is what these larger, and I'm just gonna put it out there, that's what a lot of these larger, you know, companies and other, you know, mm-hmm. realtors and brokers, this is what they're using.
This is where things are going, definitely. And we're in the very, very, because I mean this is how I got started with ManyChat or with messenger bots, was I hated landing pages. Like, I hated building out landing pages. I did not like it. I don't know, for some reason it was too complicated for me. I didn't like it. And that was when ManyChat or messenger bots were first starting to roll out. And so then I started seeing it out there. I was like, I gotta check this out and see if maybe this is a solution for me building out these landing pages, because I did not like it. And so I started diving into this, and it was like, man, this is fun. Like, for some reason it looks complicated, but it's a lot of fun. You know, you put all these different sequences into play, and now you really got to start thinking, because you got to start thinking how these are, you got to understand the platform first, right? You got to understand how people communicate via messenger. You can't write long messages, you know, as you would like on an email. It doesn't make sense. You got to keep them short. You got to keep them personable, because people are the way you communicate via messenger, they're short, and you know, you're using informal is what I'm going with, is you got to keep your conversations informal and real. You know, you got to be, people feel like they're talking to somebody. The way I set them up is you don't want to give people the impression that they're actually talking to somebody. Like, you wouldn't want to say, hey, my name, this is Angel, how are you doing, you know, in your flow, because it's the second that they catch or they feel like they're talking to something that is automated, they might freak out. So I position it as it's a virtual assistant, so that they kind of have an idea where they feel like it's a virtual assistant, kind of like if it's a messenger. You don't want to say it's a messenger bot, because like, and then people would be like, oh, I don't want to talk to a bot. Right. But you the way you position and you identify your messenger bot is like as a virtual assistant, and it works out perfectly. You know, they don't expect a person, and then they don't expect something like a bot, right? But these are all, like you said, they're all set up. Instead of driving traffic to a landing page and making it be a one-way street, now you have, this is now a two-way. Yeah, Exactly. Yeah. Now this is a two-way conversation. Now, like you ran an ad on Facebook, whether it's like a single listing or something, or I mean, there's so many things that we can do that you can do with this, all automated. Like you had mentioned earlier, all automated. You can deliver anything that you want. You can take them anywhere that you want. I mean, you want to have them call you within here, it's doable. You can have them book appointments through here. It's so powerful. So many different things.
Let's do this. And I just wanted to make sure I've asked you this before I forgot. Will you share an account, not with the current client, but will you go and find another client that's another a realtor?
Real estate agent.
Pull up their flow, and if you can, make it a little bit bigger so, you know, the viewers out there, they can see and get an example of how you're communicating, the content we're creating to communicate with leads.
Gotcha. Okay. So then, I use these with all my campaigns. This is a pretty powerful sequence right here that I use for all of them, for all my campaigns, really all the ones that I'm running now. And this is to get people to book appointments. So now I'm putting them through steps. So just very similar. Basically what I did was I took the quiz, like a quiz funnel that you would set up on a landing page, if you're using Instapage or whatever other platform out there that you're using, you set up like a quiz funnel, right? So I set up a quiz sequence. I call it my qualifier sequence. And I get people to answer all these questions. So it's questions like,
those numbers are insane.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? Like, I mean, this gets delivered. I mean, we already have, just to start off with, I mean, we got 28 leads just from this right here. So now I can just, if I got to deliver whatever it is, I got to message them or deliver or try to get from them, I can deliver this directly to 28 people. And in this particular campaign that I had set up, I mean, it was clicked through with 19 people, so 67%. It's so powerful. But again, you want to be where people are at. You want to communicate the way people communicate. It's not about you. It's about them. It's about the people and how they're communicating and where they're at. And so that's how you want to operate. You can take a look here. Questions are price range, available down payment. All this is set up. They just click on these buttons. The responses, everything, again, it's all automated. So as soon as they click that button, it gets shot out to a Google Sheet. So you go visit your Google Sheet. As soon as they're all complete, you go visit your Google Sheet, and then you have all these responses in there. So now, what I want to mention here is the questions don't really matter. You can put whatever questions you want in here. So, credit score, when do you want to buy, veteran, yes or no. And then last question is, do you have an agent to represent you? The questions don't really matter. You can really set up whatever questions you want. What we're accomplishing here is getting people to do things. You want them to continue going through, little hurdles to qualify that lead. That's how you get a higher quality lead at the end, is to getting them just jumping through hurdles. And then at the very end, you position this as in a way that if you want them to do something, you kind of got to give them a reason why you need them to do what it is you want them to do. So in this case, we want them to book the appointment. We said we don't want to bother you at an inconvenient time, so let's book a time that works best with your schedule. So here at the very end, we get them to book the appointment, and you have a booked appointment at the end of this sequence, so it's powerful.
Yeah, I hadn't seen this one. I've seen several others that you've done. I love it. Very powerful. And it's all automated. I just want to reiterate that. This is automated. So, yeah, you don't even have to show anymore. I mean, we could be here all day.
Yeah, I got these set up on all my pages. So it's like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. He's a badass, guys. He's awesome.
It is. I I prefer doing it this way versus, you know, a landing page. And yeah, I can show you there's so many different things that you can do. I built out one for, you know, a single listing, which is it was pretty intuitive. It was, you know, I put in there like all the listing information. I got to find it in here. But as I pull it up, yeah, it's limitless what you can do with Messenger Bots.
Well, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to do. Cause I think, listeners out there are probably wondering how in the world, number one, can we get more information, about the Facebook Advertising Mastermind group that we're both a part of, where we learned how to do this. And Angel, you've learned how to really specialize with this. And also, if you're interested in outsourcing, and having this set up for your business, you know, so real estate agents, brokers, if you are needing this, if you are not generating leads in your business, if you're not generating good leads in your business, if you don't have anything set up marketing wise digitally, Facebook advertising is still, I believe Angel believes as well, is probably one of the top ways right now, and it's still pretty cheap to market with Facebook advertising. Right? So if you want to incorporate that along with video marketing, that's something else that we both specialize in. And if you're wanting to steer away from email, which I believe is a smart move, and you want to incorporate what Angel has shown you here today as far as Messenger Bots, contact us. I'll provide a link, you know, somewhere around the video where you can reach out to us and ask questions. We can set up a time, see how we can help you in your business, and go from there. So, Angel, was there anything else you wanted to share, you know, before we end?
I just wanted to share this this last little. I this was kind of like a test run. This is a new flow that I created for a single listing, just for a single listing home. But just to kind of give you an idea of what it can look like, you know, if you run a single listing. You can deliver interior, exterior, master bedroom photos. You start jumping in here. This is, you know, all the property details. Once they start clicking into here, all this is all delivered to them. You can view it on a map, the details, they can schedule a tour, community details. You give them information on nearby schools, amenities, and parks. And then this is any kind of information that you want to deliver. So, I mean, this was kind of just a little, I still haven't launched this one out here, but I started playing with, you know, what other things you can do with this, and it's really fun. It's fun building these out. But yeah, definitely, Messenger, we're at the very beginning stages of Messenger Bots and where things are going, just kind of through testing things. I feel like a lot of kind of the older generation people are still, when they come across this, there's still something to get used to. Millennials, they see this pretty often. They know how this stuff works. And so as we continue moving forward and with digital marketing and where marketing on social media is going, we are still in the very beginning phases of things. And so if you get started now, you will be riding that wave once things really start popping off with Messenger Bots and you know, whatever platform that you want to use. There's different ones out there. I prefer ManyChat, and it's very cheap. It's super cheap. Yeah. I mean, you're paying for landing pages like $100 a month. You're paying $10. Yeah, you're paying $10 a month for ManyChat. You know, so it's super affordable. Super affordable. There's really no excuse to not take advantage of this.
None at all. That's fantastic. Angel, yeah, I'll go ahead and wrap this up. Thank you so much for your time. I know you're super busy over there. And, you know, again, everybody, if you're interested in learning more information, I'll provide a link. And one thing I'll do too, you know, I'll set up like a 15-20 minute free consultation and chat with you about your real estate business to see how we can help. So again, the link will be provided. Angel, thank you. Thank you so much.
Of course.
I really appreciate. I'm really excited about all the things that's going on with you.
And appreciate you. Appreciate you for having me on here.
Absolutely. You're awesome. All right, everybody. You know how I like to end it. So now what you want to do is go out and what? You want to share this, and you also want to go out and take action. I appreciate you. Take care.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.